Welcome back to the Business Pre-Game Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Congratulations on another win, Coach.
Thank you. I was very proud of how the kids prepared for the game. We've had some undefeated teams go over there, some really senior class teams go over there that have kind of gone through the motions, and these guys are either too young or having too much fun right now, but they just came out of the gates ready to go.
3 weeks in a row, you score extremely early. All starts with defense, special teams, and field position, does it not?
And Jesse Hine, or whoever, we haven't lost a coin toss this year. And he may be the luckiest guy I've ever seen. So, all those combinations. We deferred and made him kick into the wind a little bit. And although it wasn't terrible, it still was worth at least another first down on our side every time, and then we get the turnover and all of the above. But it really has been incredible how fast we have started.
It's been a few years since your defense has played this well. In your mind, is it back to the gangrene defenses of old?
I think, and doing well, let's put it this way, they're doing it against the teams they should. Haven't faced a very good offense. If you watch these three teams the last 3 weeks, you know, their point production against other people. So if they can continue it now with some of the teams we're going to play, then I'll give you a big hearty yes.
Mario Stevens had a great start to the game last week. What makes him click?
Experience. He's in the best shape he's been in. He's become kind of one of our quiet leaders. He's kind of waited for his turn. You know, he's been a backup to those other DNs, Ranky and Keebler, for 3 years, and he's just kind of emerging into the guy that we thought he could be. He was, had he had the right set of academic standards, he was asked to walk on for the Badgers, so he's a kid that's had a lot of attention, just been kind of waiting around in the shadows for his time, and now he's finally emerging.
You see a lot of guys that emerge after a year of redshirting and getting bigger and faster and stronger. It takes a special person, does it not, though, to just wait your turn?
It does. You know, in that position, you play a lot of guys. It's even harder if you're a quarterback or an old lineman where you don't rotate. So it's not like Mario hasn't been playing, but to be the man and, you know, to start and to be in at the prime time and everything, you're right, that does take a special kid.
You've had a lot of linebackers make plays in the last three games. Individually and as a group, how much better are they playing now than the beginning of the year?
You know, assignment-wise, better. I think when they had problems early, you would hear a little bit of, like, missed assignment or just wasn't focused, that kind of thing. And then as the D-line gets better, those guys are freed up more. So I think it's kind of those combinations.
More with Jeff Tesh when we return. The Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Time now for part two with head coach Jeff Tesh. We've talked weekly about Gunnar Olszewski here. He keeps making me ask about him. Do you remember a true freshman in this league making this big of an impact for any team?
Oh, I'm sure there has, but you catch me off guard asking. It's probably been a while. I can maybe think of some of those twins that were at Concordia, played real well. He certainly will be a candidate for Defensive Newcomer of the Year, that's for sure.
The offense has scored its points. It turned the ball over three times. Is that correctable for this week?
Yeah, that was probably the disappointing thing of the day. You know, and yes, correct. Well, one was a power, and the key word is power off tackle play. It's not a jump over the line type of play, and especially when you're 5 foot something, you run under guys and through them, and he just made a bad choice on that, and that caused one of the fumbles. Would have, you know, kind of, I think, set the tone again for the second half. And then, Ty, he had one taken away, and then the other running back after a 20-some-yard run got stripped too. So, obviously, be doing some ball security drills this week.
Getting to the point of the season weather-wise where you need to pay extra attention to hanging on to the ball. Hear lots of stories of coaches who make players who have fumbleitis carry the football around in class all week, do this, do that. You guys do anything other than just put both hands around the ball in practice?
We could put some slip covers on the ball, and we haven't been a team that's dunked the balls in a bucket of water, but do every security drill we can and get the guys ready to go. But, boy, that brings some flashbacks of carrying the football around in high school. And the worst part about that was it wasn't only that you had to carry it around and, you know, you looked like a jock, whatever, but people – in the school could try and hit it out when you weren't looking. And I know at our school anyway, and if it got fumbled, then they were supposed to report to the coach and you had to run so many sprints. But so you literally had to hold on to the ball while you were eating lunch, going to the bathroom, whatever, and people were punching at it. So, yeah, that's amazing. Maybe we're going to have to start doing that.
Blake Petrich is a guy that we haven't talked a whole lot about. He's been put in a few different roles as of late. How high is his ceiling right now?
He's a good athlete, might have the best arm on the team. I think he won our long pass contest, so we got to find a way to have him chuck it up too. He's getting more physical and physical as the year went. At first, I don't think he realized transferring in from the JUCO level how physical some of these guys were. He's improving on that. He can line up at a wide out and catch the ball pretty good, so he is just one of those real diverse athletes.
Football is a sport where championship teams are the ones that make it through injuries. Moorhead is a team that has been decimated by them this year, have they not?
Yeah, and then, you know, like I said, your starting quarterback is pretty special, and theirs has been out and tried to play, and probably be our luck he'll be back or something, but he just has that innate ability to make plays, and so he's out, and then they've got the guy that makes the plays for him out, the receiver. They still got a great running back. They're still very tough to defend. A senior upper class line that started for four straight years, you don't see that very often, so you really got to slow those guys down and not let them have a big game and get some pressure on them. And the quarterback's a very good athlete. The second string one, I'd take him too. But like you say, they obviously are a notch off without a couple of those big play guys out there.
On film, has their offense gotten more vanilla?
I don't know. I would say they're really doing the same things. It just doesn't seem like the beginning of the year they were getting the Hail Marys. It seemed like it was a team of destiny, and now they're kind of back to just a good offense.
How is your team's health?
Pretty good. I don't think we'll get anybody back. Ryan Shields, interesting statement by our trainer. He's healing and progressing extremely well. He could probably play other than he's a quarterback and still can't throw. So anyway, I think, you know, he's avoided surgery, and they're going to be extra careful and bring him along slow so he doesn't tear it, his shoulder problems. So he'll still be, I bet you, 2-3 weeks away before he could play. And then at that time, we'll have to decide if we're healthy at quarterback, if we should just hardship him and not let him play at all. Other probably big key one is Kareem in the secondary. He's still probably 2-3 weeks away with his dislocated elbow. That's one of those ones that it's just, of all the joints that sprain, that one seems to take the longest. But he's getting better and better. You saw Brady Schmidt back in there a little bit the last couple weeks. He still, I think, is a tick off, but just gets better each week. So we're not bad. And maybe one other corner still a little bit banged up. But, yeah, it is the time of the year where you got to play with what you got.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.